This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Wednesday, October 4th, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. The International Labour Organization is warning that economic growth without accompanying social progress is encouraging dangerous populist reactions amongst working people. The ILO is the UN specialized agency focused on matters of work in the world. It sets recommended international laws on subjects such as trade unions, child labour, and pay equity. It is operated by representatives of the social partners, governments, employers, and labor unions. Guy Ryder is the Director General of the ILO. He is the first trade unionist to lead the organization in its 98-year history.
We are being reminded with increasing frequency and insistence of the political consequences of accumulating citizens' frustration as what they regard as inadequate policy outcomes. Fortunately, ladies and gentlemen, Europe can rely on many assets as it seeks to meet these challenges. Assets which have enabled it over many decades, and better than any other region, to ensure that the necessary locomotive of economic growth goes hand in hand with social progress. These assets include strong, independent, and representative social partners, and well-established systems of social protection whose sustainability and adequacy require constant vigilance. We have physical and social infrastructure and training capacities which are critical to sustaining successful and competitive enterprises. But there is one further asset which I wish to stress, and that is our unanimous acceptance that full respect of fundamental principles and rights at work is the indispensable base from which all else will flow.
The argument that social dialogue between governments, employer groups, and labor unions is necessary for progress is supported by the organization which represents national labor centers such as the Ghana Trades Union Congress at the world level. Sharon Burrow is the General Secretary of the International Trade Union Confederation, the ITUC.
Historic levels of unemployment, poverty wages, insecure, often unsafe work. That's what the majority of the workforce faces. And it's no accident in that context that people can't participate in a global world where it relies on trade, on consumption, to actually grow jobs. Inclusive growth, a world where people can feel secure to build a future for their children, relies on finding solutions to this troubled environment. 85% of people tell us that they want to see the rules of the global economy rewritten. Must be rights-based, social protection, minimum living wages, wages on which people can live with dignity, freedom of association, collective bargaining, and the rule of law. Business responsibility, the UN guiding principles, the three pillars, due diligence against human rights, employers taking responsibility for seeing that the risk of human rights is not in their supply chain. And then, of course, grievance procedures at every level and indeed remedy. Social dialogue, that's the answer. Social dialogue works. Let's give it a chance, not just in countries that have that tradition, but everywhere. Employers, workers, and indeed governments. This can change a global economy, one that's got a future for working people and their families.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Radio Labor's newscasts are available on its website, iTunes, mobile phones, union websites, and community radio stations. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.